All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, when you gotta go, you gotta go, right?
Sure.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a leak on an altar in the Vatican...
Oh, wow.
You're doing okay.
Oh, no.
So, it happened at the altar of the confession at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican.
Oh, gosh.
About 9:30 local time, witnessed by hundreds of tourists, dude just bypassed security barriers, climbed up on the altar, committed the act.
Oh, no.
I mean, obviously, there are guards and police all around.
Sure.
Plainclothes police removed them.
Okay.
The Vatican had to temporarily close the basilica for your purification rites.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Involving prayers, psalms, and holy water, and I'm assuming probably some bleach, too.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. That is...
now, look.
Disrespectful.
Sure, all of that.
Yeah.
Probably trying to make some sort of statement. Disrespectful, yes. I'm looking at it from a... I've been to the Vatican. You've been to Italy, too.
Yes, I've been to the Vatican.
Yeah.
St. Peter's was the one place we couldn't get in.
The lines are so long.
Yeah.
You're going to sit in a line that long, probably over an hour.
Yeah.
And then do that just to get kicked out?
Yeah.
Like, what a waste of time.
That's crazy.
What a waste of time. So, yeah, again, I understand accidents happen. When you got to go, you got to go. This was not an accident, though.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you think he just couldn't?
No.
Didn't know? Okay.
No.
All right.
He bypassed the barriers that they have set up and all that stuff. So,
all right.
Again, if you're going to make it through the day, please try to manage to do it without taking a leak on an altar in the Vatican. You're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bold move.
Bold move indeed. That's your setting the bar story.